Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel by Carl Berger, is a poignant historical narrative that plays out in three historic frames. 1919 Bavaria, Germany, Second World War France, and France in 1960. We meet the main character Jan in 1960, a semi-retired French journalist, professor, and Camus scholar who is plagued by a lifetime of regrets. He finds hope in an unforeseen friendship with Klaus, the only son of Karl, a German soldier who saved Jan's life in 1919. Klaus is a depressed young man burdened by history and challenged by the stories that he encourages Jan to revisit and to share. These fateful events took place during World War II when Jan again met Karl and also Madeleine, a French engineer and resistance fighter who attempts to recruit Jan to join the resistance. Jan's hesitation eventually leads to Madeleine's death, and this will haunt Jan ever after. Karl's first novel, Clipperton, was published in 2006. Over the years, his short stories have been published by local and regional journals. Karl was born in Munich, immigrated to the United States in 1970. This novel was influenced by his upbringing after World War II and the disastrous role his native country played in the 20th century. Karl has been working all his life as a general pediatrician, and Carl Berger, author of the gripping, highly praised novel, The Wound Closest to the Sun, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Berger, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
This is such a remarkable and poignant story, and I'm looking forward to discussing this story and how this story actually came about. But first, a little bit of your background. You're a pediatrician, starting writing in your late 40s. How did this writing career come about?
Well, it came about that I was getting involved editing a book about Johnstown, where I have my practice for many, many years. And I met a lot of writers, and that kind of instilled the urge to write in me. And I realized also that there's a little bit more time. You set up your practice, basically you're totally absorbed by your job, and that let go a little bit at that time. And then I look back, what's really my story? The story is of growing up after the war with fathers who didn't talk. And this was not only me, my friends. None of the fathers ever talked. So I got aware that this is a burden that my generation have. So I was born in the Second World War. I have some very dim memory of the Second World War in Munich. We got bombed. And at that point, I realized that this is a theme that should instill me to write. And all the novels that I have written, basically three, one is not published, are instilled by that shame that is on that generation and the non-knowledge, the cover-up. That's basically it.
I would like to, and we will during this conversation, talk about that and how you've lived with that. And you express that so well in your books. The book we're talking about is The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel by Carl Berger. If you're Googling, Carl is K-A-R-L, Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. We'll have a link to his Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available basically wherever books are sold. Let's talk a little bit about publishing, and then we'll talk about some of the contents of the book. Any comments about trying to publish the book? What was that like? You've written your story. You've really expressed yourself. You've touched on feelings that you've been dealing with for decades. That's the creative part. Now the business part is actually getting out there and having people read it. What was publishing like for you?
Well, basically, when you really look at cold calls. The cold call would be you send the first 10 pages of your novel without being invited to somebody like an agent, or you send it to a publication. The return without connection is almost zero. There's one published one in the Writer's Magazine that's a lady that had to write 105 letters before she really got published. So it is extremely difficult without basically connection. Yes. My first novel, Clipperton, was published after about 64 efforts. Again, usually the first 10 pages and then the full manuscript. And they also asked me for money. There was a participation. It is very difficult to get into this business without some connection or friends. If you listen to stories of writers, how they got published the first time in their life, it's knowing somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. That's basically it.
And being able to accept rejection, what, 64 times for Clipperton, and it's time after time where you're not getting anywhere. So perseverance is very important. This message is so important, and it's touching so many people. The reviews internationally have been rave reviews. So I'm glad that you were able to stick with this and get the book out there and now talk about it, The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel by Carl Berger, our guest on the program. You touched on this before. There's a writer, W.G. Sebald, a well-known German writer who wrote in both languages. It touched on this in German, the nerve of guilt and shame that created basically what a whole new genre, even a new adverb, Sebaldian. Talk about that, because this is taking that emotion that you were talking about and writing on it, and so many have done this to sort of express themselves.
I got aware of Sebald's importance in Germany and the United States. He's well known now. He died very unfortunately in 2001. And he was born about the same time as I was born. I was born in Munich. He was born about 50 miles away from Munich. And he had the same feeling that I had. He was untouched by the war, pretty much untouched. The first time he saw the ruins in Munich was when he was 6 years old. But it put him into a mood that there was something wrong about the whole situation. And I tuned into that when I began to learn about his uprising and so on. It's a very, very similar feeling that I had. What he almost invented is a history, is a kind of a depression feeling in history, and melancholy, the melancholy of history. So he goes to, for example, the west coast, the east coast of Great Britain, where it's not very popular now. Everything is run down, it's a cold. And he writes down in the rings of Saturn, he writes down that depressive, melancholy mood that history gives to him. And I could tune into that. And when I began to know about him, that instilled more urge in me that I was on the right track. That history for my generation is destiny, that we have to deal with that, what our fathers did basically, or not did. And we never really got to talk about that.
In writing this book, the book, The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel by Carl Berger, our guest on the program, was it maybe almost therapeutic for you? Was it good for you to write this and to express these feelings that you harbored for so many years?
That's always an important question. Is it therapeutic for the writer? I have some doubts about that. I had to do this, but the feeling that I have about Germany has not changed. It's not lighter in my mind than it was before.
Yes.
Maybe I'm adding some achievement, a feeling of achievement, but I would not say I'm coping with it now. It's still there.
The book, The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel, available wherever books are sold. Dr. Berger's Amazon page is a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll take you directly there. And if you're Googling, Carl is K-A-R-L, Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, The Wound Closest to the Sun. Talk a little bit about your use of the third person omniscient and then the first person. Talk about the style of writing that you implemented for this book.
The style is in the first person, first person omniscient, not limited. And I play a little bit around with the timing. So the book is not linear. It makes it much more interesting when you go flashbacks, and you have to always watch out that you don't lose the reader, but
yes.
That's part of the technique. But I've changed around let the people guess. And a very important part of the novel is also Albert Camus, because Jan's a duck, he's the protagonist of the novel. He gets half famous because he has a chance to interview Albert Camus in Algeria when he was not yet famous. And that makes him semi-famous himself. And there's a lot of philosophy at that point in there. So I can sneak in philosophy by talking about a philosopher that I appreciate a lot, that had a lot of importance in my life. Yes. He's not that well known anymore, Albert Camus, existentialism, Nobel Prize for novel, the plague. And he was influenced in my life, and he's influential in Jan the Duck, the protagonist's life too.
This book is receiving, as I mentioned, excellent reviews. Clipperton, written in 2006, if I recall correctly, was highly praised. Is there any genre that doesn't interest you? Are you working on something right now?
I'm limited a little bit in the genre. This is really mainstream. I would like to write about some more fluffy novels, more fun, more
yes.
I have some trouble doing that, but I think that's not my strong point. Maybe I should try that. I should get out of my area of comfort and just do something different. Actually, a friend of mine has suggested that.
You know, that's interesting, and let's talk about that for a second. When you analyze yourself as you write, for example, the book, The Wound Closest to the Sun, and you're reading it at the end, are there areas where you feel like, you know, that's a strength of mine as a writer? I think I did a good job of presenting this particular incident, the theme I'm trying to get across. And are there areas that you look at and go, you know, I really need to do some work on that? Are there any areas of your writing that you really feel you need to focus on more?
Well, dialogue is not my strength. Dialogue is not my strength. And I can description very easily coming to me. And humor is a little bit the topic. The strength is the structure. The structure of the novel is good, in my opinion. And the writing, as much as it comes to description, is good. I needed some help with the dialogue. And I admit that freely. And I had also a very, very good editor working with me, very, very close by. Every paragraph was redone and rechecked and so on. It wasn't that I did write the novel and then the editor looked at it. No, she was involved in it from the beginning.
You know, that's interesting with the dialogue. We see that, we take it for granted, like it just sort of flows and it was always there. And you stop and you think about that. You don't want to over-describe in the dialogue. You need to keep it moving. How challenging is that? And what you obviously learned in working with the editor to punch up the dialogue and learn when to carry it on, when to drop it off and move. How challenging is it incorporating dialogue into the story?
Well, for me, it's challenging. I think there are other writers for whom this is coming very easily. I think because my mother tongue is German, there might be some different structure in the German dialogue than in the United States. But I had a lot of help. And I think the dialogue came out good at the very end. But when I look at the red ink that was put into my book, the red ink pages are usually the one with the dialogue.
Carl Berger, our guest on the program, talking about his book, The Wound Closest to the Sun. Is there a dream novel? Is there something that you really would like to do that you're thinking about or you put off because you're not sure, but it's something you've always wanted to do? What is the dream? If you had one book to write, what would that be? What would it be about?
I should write about a woman that has a lot of love affairs and has two or three children. And so she's very lively. But much more lively and achieved as the person that I write about in my novels. And she's also interested in quantum mechanics and astronomy and so on. And at the end, I would let her say that somebody asks her how you hold it all together, how you keep happiness. And she would say, I keep a sense of awe all the time.
Ah, yes.
And I keep that sense of awe that keeps me going. What are we doing in that little corner of the universe? and we haven't figured out the universe to a high degree. That really gets me going. And she is a love affair. She has problems with the kids. She's kicked out of jobs. But that all keeps her going. And I don't know.
Are you working on that now? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you got the great idea in your mind. Have you actually put it into the computer yet?
Right now, I'm not working right now specifically at that. But it was highly suggested to me that I should get out of my métier. I should get out of my comfort level.
Well,
I
like the story. I hope you do that, and I hope we have a chance to talk about that when you do that. We've got a few minutes left. I want to go back and talk about the substance of the book, The Wound Closest to the Sun. When you read this, you get a new appreciation for what especially younger people went through during this time in history that you talk about. What do you hope the takeaway is when people read The Wound Closest to the Sun? When it's over, what do you hope that they're left with?
Well, I think the people that went through the Second World War, they have been damaged, no matter what. Of course, many lost their lives, and it is incomparable to being damaged or have psychiatric problems. But let's take my father. He was in the First World War and in the second one. And I didn't realize that, yes, he had problems. He got over it, and he didn't reflect them on me. But this is a damaged these are damaged people that went through there. And the next generation, which I happen to be, they were cut out from that. They covered it up. They didn't talk about it. But we could feel that there was something wrong. And a friend of mine, a psychiatrist, he made his father talk about these things, and I kind of missed out on it. And many of my friends in Germany, they missed out on it. And when we talked with each other and said, did you talk to your father about this? They said, never was brought up.
You mentioned your father got over it. Do you think he really got over it, or he just hid it so well that he didn't make it a part of his life? That was a part that he just didn't go back and explore.
No, he just didn't reflect it on me. He said the next generation should not suffer through that, and I will not reflect too much on it. I will not talk about the war. Very few stories. And he shielded us, but that was not quite right. It didn't really work, because as we grew up then, not when I was 5 or 6 years old, but once I got into my teens, I realized that there was something really not quite okay. It's like the beginning of Hamlet. There's something wrong with the state of Denmark. Yeah, it happened to be Germany.
Yes.
I really think it was the worst catastrophe in the 20th century. It was industrialized. I used the word industrialized mass murder. We got about that aware only later.
In the book, Jan, I mentioned that the main character, was that someone you knew, a compilation of people that you knew? Where did this character, Jan, come from?
Actually, no. He's built up. He's, I wouldn't like to say the word construct, but I do not know a Frenchman like that. I lived in France for 8 months, have very good experiences, love affair, and all of these things. And that made me think about France as a wonderful country. So I'm not objective about that. And Jan, he goes through the whole thing. He wants to be in the First World War because that's the last war everybody wanted to participate. He was too young. In the Second World War, he does not really perform 100%. He's just good enough. And when at the end of his life, the last words of the novel are, not all is lost. But there's a lot of things have been lost if you had to go through this time.
The book is so well written. It is on so many levels will get you thinking, and you share these experiences that Jan and Klaus and Madeline go through and what haunted them and how you deal with that. The book is The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel by Carl Berger. I'm going to sort of wrap up in talking about you. What was this like for you to write this story, to tell the story and get it out there and make us aware of what your generation went through. What's this been like for you to write this story and to get the reaction, the positive reaction you're getting?
Well, I packed everything in that I'm in a philosophy part. Part of me is in there, of course. Hidden, camouflaged.
Yes.
Of course, every writer does it. And of course, there's a woman in there that played a big role in my life that I put into the Second World War as the heroine. that is very common. And it's a love affair. It's a definite love affair. The interesting thing is that the German soldier and Jan Sedak fight for the love of this woman. And because there was a time when the French and the Germans, they were not friends at that point, but they tolerated each other. And German soldiers at that time in 1940, during what I would call a benign occupation, they married a lot of French women. So there was an interaction. And that almost worked out until the heroine, Madeleine, realized what the Germans are up to. Loading shoes into
Yes.
Auschwitz.
It is a story so well written. The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel by Carl Berger. In real life, a pediatrician. You could probably write a book on that. I'm just going to take a few seconds here at the end. I've always thought that's a really rewarding job in medicine, maybe one of the most rewarding. You get to work with young people and to shape them, you know, medically and from a physical standpoint for all of their lives, get them off in the right direction. What's it been like the years in medicine, being a practicing pediatrician?
Well, I happen to be in one of the most difficult towns in the United States, a downtrodden town, basically broken down steelworks and all that. And I have that feeling I'm necessary, I'm needed. I think there are pediatricians in very rich areas, maybe Long Island or so, where the rich people are, that don't feel fulfilled because they're not needed there. But I feel I'm needed. On the other hand, I sometimes realize I cannot make a big change in people's life. But I feel fulfilled, and I actually am not burning out. I'm right now 83 years old, and I'm still working 3 days out of a week. And I will not stop because I like it.
That's a very young 83. I would not have guessed that. And the fact that you're there and not burn out and feel like every day you go in and you see people, you're making their lives better. And you're right, being at that end where these people really need you, probably more than a lot of pediatricians, something that maybe they don't feel. But it's special what you're doing, not only with that, but this, the book, the story you're telling, and The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel by Carl Berger, our guest on the program. Carl is K-A-R-L, Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. Go to our website. You can link on directly to his Amazon page. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. And my thanks to King Pages Press, Dr. Berger's marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets all the attention they truly deserve. I thank them for setting up our conversation today. Dr. Berger, it's been a pleasure. Excellent job with this book, The Wound Closest to the Sun. Look forward to continuing our conversation. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. The book, The Wound Closest to the Sun, a novel by Carl Berger. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.